Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is something that happened recently when I was working at Subway. I've worked here for almost a year now, and I work in a Subway that I would describe as average. We're not in a super busy area, but we're also not in the middle of nowhere. So one day, at a quiet time in the afternoon, this man came in. I was working behind the counter, and there wasn't anybody else in the store at the time, except for my coworker who was in the back. I'm guessing that it was like 2 or 3 p.m., kind of between the rush of lunch and dinner when it was quiet. So the man walked in and came to the spot where you start to order. When I asked him what he wanted, he said that he wanted one of the $5 footlongs. Right away, the guy did not seem to be in the greatest of moods. I asked him what kind of bread he wanted and started to go towards the breads to get a footlong. But before he answered,
"You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again."
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I thought I should tell him that the footlongs are not $5 anymore. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the $5 footlong promotion hasn't been around in at least 10 years. When I told him this, the man was not happy about it at all. I kind of thought the guy was half joking when he said it in the first place, because it's been so long, but apparently he wasn't. He asked me what the price was, and when I told him, he basically started going on a rant. He said how we always advertised the $5 footlong for so long, and claimed that the last time he went to Subway, he had got one. Well, I don't know when exactly that was. It could have been years ago, but we certainly never had $5 footlongs in the time that I worked at this Subway. I told him that I didn't make the prices, I just worked here. He started saying how he was going to call up Subway corporate, and he was going to call my manager and stuff. I really didn't know what the guy's problem was. Finally, he asked me how cheap I was willing to go on the price of the sandwich, as if I was selling something to him at a pawn shop. I told him that I couldn't negotiate the price, I didn't have that kind of power. The man then cursed at me, which made me angry, and I yelled at him to get out. But this only made him more upset. He started ranting again about Subway and me, and ended it by saying that I should be fired. I told him to leave or I was going to call the cops on him. My coworker, who had been in the back, now finally came out to see what was causing the commotion. He also told the man to leave. Finally, the guy leaned into me and said that he would be back for me, whatever that meant. Then he turned and stormed out. It was the craziest thing. My coworker and I talked about the incident for a while. We were just glad that the guy was gone. Soon, we got some other customers and went on with the day. It got busy for a while in the evening, and then it quieted down again at night. My coworker left and went home, and then I was alone to close the store. Normally, things would be very quiet in the last hour. So we got probably just one customer in the final hour that we were open that night. Then at 9 o'clock, we were closed. I went over and locked the door, then headed back to clean up before I could leave. But as I was doing so, I suddenly heard the sound of someone trying to open the door. I looked up and saw the same man from earlier, who was angry about the $5 footlong. I got a bad feeling when I saw him. He stood at the door and then started loudly knocking on it. He saw me behind the counter and then started to yell at me. I yelled at him to go away and said that we were closed. The man yelled something else, but I couldn't really understand it. Then I went into the back. I hoped that the guy would go away. I did some cleaning in the back area and didn't hear him for a little while. When I came back though, he was still there. Now he was just kind of pacing back and forth on the sidewalk out front. It didn't seem like he was going to leave. I finished up all the things that I had to do and then I was ready to go. But when I did, the man was still there pacing back and forth out front. I knew that he was waiting for me. So at that point, I called the police. I told them the story of the guy and how he was out front. Then I just waited. When the police got there, the man was still out front. They talked to him and eventually got him to leave. After that, I was finally able to go home. Looking back at that situation, I feel lucky that I locked the doors right at 9 p.m. when we closed. The man got there just minutes later. If he had gotten inside the restaurant, I don't know what would have happened. Since that incident, I haven't seen the guy, and I'm hoping that I never do again. I own a house, and I live by myself in it. I've not lived there for really that long, maybe 6 months. This is something that happened just a few weeks ago now. So for some background, I've always considered the neighborhood to be very average. It's not like a wealthy area, but it's also not known to be a bad neighborhood. Most of the people that I've met have been really nice. Of course, I didn't meet all my neighbors, but just a few. In the entire 6 months or so that I've lived in my house, everything has been fine, except for one night. A couple of weeks ago, like I mentioned, something really strange happened. I was in my living room sitting on my couch late one night. I think it was about 11 p.m. All of a sudden, my doorbell rang like 3 or 4 times in a row. It was really surprising. I didn't know why somebody would be at my house this late. I got up from the couch and walked over to the door. When I got there, I looked out of the window and nobody was there. I even opened up the door and went out onto the front step. I looked around but didn't see anybody. So then I went back inside of my house. But just a minute later, there was a knock on the front door. It was very loud, and I went over to the door again. But once more, whoever had knocked was gone. At this point, I figured that it was probably some neighborhood kids ding-dong ditching me. I thought they probably wouldn't come back. I waited around by the front door for a little while anyways, though. After a few minutes, nobody came back, so I finally returned to the living room. Maybe 10 minutes after this, there was a loud banging on the front door again. This time, I heard them knocking on a front window as well. I ran from the living room as fast as I could to get over to the front door. When I arrived, the people had stopped, but I was just able to see them running away. I saw what appeared to be 3 grown men running from the end of my driveway and into the street. I had figured it to be teenagers, but these guys looked a little older. Still, it was probably just a harmless prank. But the fact that one of them was banging on the front window next to the door this time was a little bit weird. After 10 minutes went by with nothing, I returned to the other room again. Some more time went by, and I actually thought that they were gone for good now. By this time, it was getting really late. But then they came back yet again, and this time was the worst by far. I first heard a really loud knock at the front door. I started running over there again, and as I was doing so, I suddenly heard the sound of glass breaking. When I arrived near the front door, I saw that the window in my front door had been broken. There was glass on the ground, and this made me so angry that I ran over to the door and went outside. I saw the same 3 men running away into the street. I ran through my front yard and into the street after them. They were pretty far ahead of me, but I saw them go into a house that was almost at the end of the street. After they all went inside, I kept going down the street until I got to the house. My plan was to confront them. This was not a silly joke anymore, but now a crime. Their house was probably the worst looking one on the entire street. I walked up to the front door and knocked on it, but nobody responded. I continued to knock on their door, and I wasn't going to go away. After I was knocking for a few minutes, I heard somebody yell from inside for me to leave. I yelled back that they broke my window. There was a few minutes of nothing. But then, I heard somebody coming from behind the house. There was a person out in the yard. I couldn't see much, because they had no porch light there or anything. Moments after hearing whoever it was get to the side of the house, I looked over, and then I heard something whiz past my head and hit a bush. Somebody threw a rock at me. Then another one nearly hit me, and instead hit the side of the house. I turned around and started running away. When I was sprinting off the property, I heard at least 2 people laughing, which made me really mad. Still, I couldn't stay there. I got back to my house and was not chased or anything. Once I was there, I called the police. They came out a short time later, and after showing them my window and telling them what had happened, they went over to the neighbors. Apparently, about 5 adults lived in that house, and most of them were drug addicts. They had multiple illegal drugs inside of the house, so when the cops showed up at the front door, they panicked and one guy tried running away. The police ended up going inside and finding the drugs, and multiple people were arrested. I also pressed charges against them for both throwing rocks at me and breaking my window. Shortly after that, the house was sold to new owners, who turned the place around. I used to live in this old apartment building. My name is Sabrina, and this took place about 5 years ago now. My place had one bedroom and 1.5 bathrooms. Overall, it was not the greatest, but I didn't mind it. I was on the second floor, and there were lots of other people living in the building. But several months after I had started living there, I got a new next-door neighbor. His name was Arthur, and he was a creep from almost the very start. I know that the way he met me was strange enough. I left my apartment and was walking down the hallway. He came up behind me and tapped me on the shoulder, startling me. Then he introduced himself, and it was really awkward. He told me that he lived next door and stuff, and from that point, I thought maybe he was just an awkward guy. But he spoke to me a couple more times and didn't really seem shy or anything. In fact, the next time that I saw him, he was just standing out in the hallway, not really seeming to be going anywhere. When I left my place, he approached me and asked me if I wanted to come over to his place. I said that I was busy and I had to go somewhere, and I declined. After this, Arthur tried to ask me out a couple of times when he saw me in the hallway, but I said no each time. He struck me as a little bit odd and creepy. All of these interactions with him happened within the first month that he lived there.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was starting to get annoying, because it seemed like almost half the time that I left my place, he would leave after me or be in the hallway. And one night, I was in my apartment and went to take out my trash. We did not have a trash chute on my floor, and we had to walk all the way down to the basement to take it out. So I got on my flip-flops and left my place and walked down to the basement. I was gone for maybe 2 or 3 minutes at most. Then I returned to my apartment and went back inside of it. It was kind of late at this point, and I was tired, so I decided to get ready for bed. I wasn't necessarily planning to go to sleep right away, but probably just watch some shows in bed. So I started to go around and turn all the lights off in my place. When I passed by my broom closet, I was sure that I heard a noise inside of it. This was very weird. I didn't know what it could be. The last thing that I was expecting was for a person to be in there. But when I opened the door, I saw Arthur standing right inside. I jumped back and started running for my bedroom. Arthur emerged from the broom closet and then actually started going after me. After I got inside my bedroom, I slammed the door shut, but I didn't have enough time to lock it. Arthur was there within seconds, and I saw him starting to open the door. I had the half bathroom attached to my bedroom, and I ran for that door. I got inside and shut the door behind me just after Arthur had gotten inside of my bedroom. This door had a slightly different lock, and I was just able to lock it on time before Arthur reached. He then tried opening the door and then started banging on it. Fortunately, I had my cell phone in my pocket. I dialed 911 as fast as I could. Neither Arthur or me said anything in this time. After trying to open the bathroom door multiple times, Arthur then started banging on it. I finally spoke and yelled that I had called the police. Then I talked to the 911 operator. I told her exactly what was going on. In this time, Arthur finally walked away from the bathroom door. However, I couldn't tell if he had left my apartment or was just in the other room, so I stayed hidden in the bathroom. It felt like forever that I was waiting until the police showed up. In that time, I didn't hear anything. And when they got there, I finally came out of the bathroom, but Arthur was not in my apartment anywhere. I told the police where he lived, which was obviously right next door, but Arthur had left. Eventually, though, the police were able to locate him. Apparently, he had gotten into similar trouble in the past and had a bit of a history. I obviously didn't lock my door when I went to take out the trash that night, Arthur must have just walked right in and hid in my closet. I'm glad that I found him when I did, even though that made for one of the scariest moments of my life.
So, this was a few years ago, but I'm pretty sure it's the creepiest encounter with a stranger I've had in my life. I've never really written about a personal experience like this, and I don't know if you all will find it as weird as I did, or if I'm overreacting, but I thought this would be the place to share it. My friend and I were at my house and found ourselves craving fast food. I live about a half a mile from a Burger King, a place my friends and I had walked to on previous occasions. It was nearing dusk, but my neighborhood was generally safe, and I had never felt uncomfortable or unsafe walking around here before. The weather was mild for December, so we decided to walk to the nearby Burger King rather than drive. For some background information, my friend and I are both 16-year-old girls. We have both had encounters with creepers in the past, but my resting bitch face has deterred a lot of unwanted advances. My friend had a pepper spray canister in her purse. Though she left it at home, I guess because we were so comfortable in my neighborhood that we didn't think anything odd would happen. When we arrived at the Burger King, it was oddly desolate for dinner time. The only people in the restaurant were the workers, an old Italian man who seemed to be the franchise owner, and a middle-aged African-American man sitting in the corner, facing the window. The way the building is set up, you order your food around the corner from the seating area, and those at the cash register cannot easily see those seated in the restaurant. There's a side door that leads directly into the dining area, allowing people to enter and exit without being seen by the cashiers. As we were ordering our milkshakes and fries, the owner was screaming at the young employees, which made my friend and I pretty uncomfortable. When our food was ready, he brought it to the counter and leered at us, asking us if we had just been to the beach. Neither of us was dressed particularly provocatively, and I just gave him a dirty look and sat down to eat my food, thinking that he was probably the creepiest person I was going to meet that day. When my friend and I sat down to eat, the man who was seated in the corner got up to leave. We barely looked at him, but when he was passing our table, my friend and I noticed an odd detail. Though he was middle-aged and was wearing what looked to be a work uniform, he had bright, neon green contact lenses in his eyes, the kind people wear with Halloween costumes. I giggled to my friend that he must really like Hobson, a rapper whose persona includes wearing white contact lenses, but we didn't find it too strange until he came back in the side door 3 minutes later. When he came back in, he was carrying a misshapen large bag. He was previously seated very far from us, but when he came back, he took a seat closest to us, 2 or 3 feet away. The tables were angled differently, so his back was facing us. We thought this was weird, but we continued eating while he pulled out an ancient laptop from his bag and started it up. A few moments later, my friend grabbed my leg and made a motion for me to look next to me. There, it was clear the man had positioned the laptop screen so that my friend and I could see it. I heard his heavy breathing before I fully grasped what was happening. There, on his Windows Media Player screen, were 2 naked women in what seemed to be a dungeon, restrained and being whipped by a 3rd woman in a rubber suit. Now, I'm familiar with computers and have friends who joke about such things, so I've come across explicit content before. However, this was far from ordinary bondage material. It seemed less staged and more amateurish, and the fact that he had it stored on a disc rather than accessing it online made it all the more unsettling. What heightened the unease was that he was gradually increasing the volume on his laptop. By the time my friend and I fully grasped the situation and decided to leave, the sound was at maximum volume, and the disturbing sounds of the woman's distress echoed through the dimly lit restaurant. Of course, while this was happening, the manager was still yelling at his employees, and they were completely oblivious to what was going on. My friend and I didn't stop to tell them what was happening, and we booked it out of there, running across a busy intersection. I looked back to see the man getting up and walking out of the Burger King, into what can only be described as a stereotypical black creeper van. I told my friend this, and we began to panic and ran into a nearby gas station. The van drove into the parking lot and sat there. We hid inside for almost half an hour, and the employees probably thought we were shoplifting, but we were too scared to make the walk home with this weirdo on the loose. Eventually, the van drove off, and we peeked outside to make sure the coast was clear. By this time, it was completely dark. I called my best guy friend and asked him to come pick us up, but he was across town. My friend and I just stayed on the phone with him as we began the trek back to my house, which, though short, when paranoid, seemed endless. When we got home, we speculated on the man's intentions and thanked our lucky stars that he didn't grab us on our walk back. Sleeping proved difficult for me that night, The man's unsettling green eyes and his ominous black van haunted my dreams. It really sucks not feeling safe in your own neighborhood. I think it was probably exciting for him to scare young girls, and his behavior might have been a form of exhibitionism. If any of you have experienced something similar, or know about instances where individuals forced others to watch explicit content in public, I'd appreciate hearing about it. This entire experience has left me thoroughly puzzled.
This happened about 5 years ago. I was working and it was 12 p.m., time for my lunch break. I worked in an office building right near the city. From my job, there were a few places that I could go to get food. Sometimes I would also bring my own lunch. However, on this day, I walked over to Subway. It took me maybe about 5 minutes to walk there from my building, so it was very convenient and I went there all the time. I just had to walk down a sidewalk, turn, and go down another one for a short distance. But on this day, when I got inside of the Subway, I noticed that there was a really long line. I considered going someplace else, but decided not to. Most places were pretty busy at this time, because many people like me were on their lunch breaks. So I stood there and hoped that the line would move quickly. As the line moved, more people entered the Subway and the line grew behind me. It was moving at a decent rate though. I remember when I had been inside for at least 5 minutes, I felt my phone vibrating in my pocket. I was getting a phone call, and I took my phone out to see who it was that was calling me. But when I looked, I did not recognize the number. So at that point, I put my phone back in my pocket. But just moments later, after the call ended, I felt my phone vibrate from receiving a text. So I once more took out my phone and looked at it. At this point, it was nearing my turn to order, and there were maybe two or three people ahead of me. When I looked at the text, it was from the same unknown number that had just called me. The text said, "I'm in line behind you." I was confused after reading this. Was this a work friend pranking me or something? I instantly turned around and looked. By now, at least 10 people were in line behind me, but I didn't recognize anyone. The person directly behind me was a woman who I had never seen before, and she was not on her phone or anything. I didn't really think it would be her, but everybody else looked like total strangers as well. Some of them stared at me now because I had completely turned around and was looking at everybody. I turned back and texted the number, asking who it was. However, they did not immediately respond. This was really weird, but soon it was my turn, and I ordered. After getting my sub, I left the Subway restaurant, but before walking out, took a look at everybody in there once again. I still didn't notice anybody strange and didn't recognize anyone. So I left the Subway and walked back to my job. There was a decent amount of other people out on the sidewalk too, because we were so close to the city, but nothing stood out as strange there either. So I got back to work and went the rest of the day without anything weird happening. I left work at 5 p.m. and started to drive home. It took between 15 and 20 minutes to drive back to my house. I remember that when I was driving on the highway, I got another phone call. It was from that same unknown number. This time, I decided to answer it. When I did, a voice that seemed to be a male's spoke. He said in a whispery voice that he was driving behind me. I asked who it was, but the guy then hung up. Once more, I was very confused. I looked in my mirror and did not notice anything out of the ordinary. There was nobody riding my tail or anything. The highway was very busy though, and it was rush hour. So there were tons of other cars on the road behind me. It could have been any of them. I continued to drive home, but didn't want to go to my house. So when I got to my exit, instead of driving home, I drove to the police station. When I got there, I didn't notice anybody follow me in. Then I went inside and I told them about what happened, but unfortunately, there wasn't really anything that could be done. They said it was more than likely just a prank, but to not hesitate to call if anything else happens. So after that, I blocked the number that had been messing with me, and I drove the rest of the way home. I wasn't followed by anyone. And after that day, I received no more strange texts or calls. Maybe that was just a prank, but I still don't know who did it or why.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I mentioned it to several friends, and nobody ever took responsibility. It remains a mystery to me to this day.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.